Phyllis Johnson, founding director of the Southern Africa Research and Documentation Center, says the Belt and Road Initiative contributes to Africa's drive for integration.
Well, I think working together with China, in the broader terms, it helps support the unification of Africa. And it helps support initiatives that the continent is doing. Africa's hoping to become an emerging economy, to work together on economic issues and political issues and global issues. So there are initiatives such as the free trade area. So I think it supports and strengthens initiatives that are being taken on the continent.
The senior researcher says President Xi Jinping, in his keynote to the opening of the Belt and Road Forum, proposed concrete actions to be taken for common development under the BRI mechanism. She says she believes African countries will benefit a lot from those actions.
I think President Xi's speech at the second Belt and Road Forum was very relevant to the rest of the world and particularly to Africa. He spoke of innovation. He spoke of green investment. He spoke of transparency and combating corruption. Those are issues we're dealing with in Africa. He spoke of free trade. It will work only with good and appropriate infrastructure, and China has already begun helping African countries with infrastructure.
Phyllis Johnson also suggests African countries also need to actively participate in the BRI to better tap its potential.
I can tell you a story of addressing students in the early days of the Belt and Road Initiative and talking about and showing maps about how the Maritime Silk Road comes from this part of China, comes here, and it shows where the trade was on the African coast. And one of the questions from the students was, but why haven't they done anything in Africa? I said, well, because it's up to you to do something in Africa. You know, this is an initiative of reaching out. And now, in order to develop this part of the Silk Road that meets the Silk Road, it's up to us. It's up to Africa to do that.
Phyllis Johnson says the BRI is still new and is developing. As such, she says research institutions such as the SART have a responsibility to hold more seminars and discussions about the BRI to help people better understand it and embrace it. For CRI, I'm Gao Junya reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.